Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Speaking of cute hot guys, Channing Tatum was on the Kelly Clarkson show yesterday. And he was talking about, you know, how and why he keeps himself in such fantastic shape. And he said, it's basically because, you know, I got to appear in movies naked. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it.
As someone that has to work out as for a job, I promise you I would not look like this unless I had to be naked in most of my movies, mostly. And like, at some point, I got to get better at acting so I don't have to be naked in all of them. But she is just incredible. I literally get to work out as a job, and it's still hard.
Yeah, he approaches it like it's a job.
Yeah.
Just stay acting the same exact way.
That's such a big part of all of Hollywood. Stay looking young.
Oh, yeah.
Buff, looking pretty.
Hot.
Yeah.
You know, he's an author, Jen. That's what he's out promoting is he wrote this book called Sparkella.
Yeah.
And it's a children's book about, like, being your own sparkle and finding your own glitter and stuff like that.
Oh, how fun.
And he actually signed some of the copies that are in certain bookstores. Like, he did this whole Instagram post about it, that where he was talking about how much fun it was for him and his daughter to, like, kind of come up with the concept of this book, and it's out now.
Oh, cool.
Meanwhile, Will Smith showed off his dad bod on Instagram again, but in the caption he said it's time to get rid of it. He said, this is the body that carried me through an entire pandemic and countless days grazing through the pantry. I do love this body, but I want to feel better. So no more midnight muffins. This is it. I'm going to get in the best shape of my life.
Yeah.
So Will Smith getting back on that treadmill. We're going to take a break here. We got more E! News to come, including Kim Kardashian. Did she actually smuggle an ancient Roman sculpture? We will have the story, and Anderson Cooper on Jeopardy.
I read that Washington, D.C. just unveiled new social distancing rules that ban dancing at weddings. So if you planned a big choreographed dance, the mayor just did you a huge favor.
Here, Bill and Melinda Gates decided to part ways after 27 years of marriage. They got the 27-year itch, I guess. They have a combined estimated worth of at least $134 billion. When you're that rich, why do you even need to get divorced? Can't they just live in separate wings?
Here's some great news. Next week, the FDA is set to approve the Pfizer shot for kids between the ages of 12 and 15. Parents were like, good, because either way, they were going to summer camp.
Eight people who were involved in the torch relay for the Tokyo Olympic Games have tested positive for the coronavirus. Well, it's hard news to hear, but at least the contact tracing will be easy.
640, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Cloudy skies and stray morning showers slowly clearing this afternoon. High of 63. Right now, 52 at Cincinnati's Q102.
All right. So Kim Kardashian has been dealing with a smuggling case for the past 5 years. I guess back in 2016, the Fed seized an ancient Roman sculpture that had apparently been bought on her behalf, then illegally smuggled out of Italy and imported into L.A.
Oh.
Now, this sculpture is, like, really old. It might date as far back as the 1st or 2nd century.
Hmm.
I can only imagine what, you know, wow.
Stolen, I assume.
Yeah, that's what's weird. An Italian archaeologist verified its authenticity in 2018, and the case is still tied up in the American courts. Now our government is trying to get it back where it belongs. So I don't know how that works. You buy something, but you have to leave it there.
Oh.
So we don't know how much that one artifact is worth, but it arrived in a shipment of 40 antiques that had been valued at a total of just over $745,000.
Wow.
I would have thought it would have been more than that. I mean, my God, 1st or 2nd century?
Yeah.
But I know, that is weird.
Worth millions.
Millions,
right? This is not very pretty to look at.
Or maybe it's very small.
Small. Yeah. I wonder if it's a naked man.
Yeah. Kim denies knowing anything about it. A rep says Kim never purchased it. We believe it may have been purchased using her name without authorization, and because it was never received, she was unaware of it. Rep adds that Kim hopes that it gets returned to the rightful owners. Now, the art dealer who sold the smuggled artifact to Kim's people is a guy named Axel Vervoot. He's the same guy who did the interior design for the mansion she shared with Kanye before they split up.
Uh-huh.
So that is a little fishy that she is directly connected to the guy that
It's just the lower half
Wouldn't
of a statue.
Wouldn't that just be something?
It looks at us.
$745,000 right there.
It's just from the belt down, and they're wearing a robe. You can see a foot.
You wonder, what if this is what brings Kim down?
Yeah, a connection to an interior designer who was a thief. This is why you and I have to keep our distance.
Yeah.
We have all heard the rumor that actor Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are going to be in Spider-Man No Way Home together.
Which would be awesome.
Well, if that is in fact the case, nobody told Andrew.
I wish I could just be able to speak to everyone and say, I recommend that you chill. I can't speak for anything else apart from myself. They might be doing something, but I ain't got a call. I would have gotten a call by now. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to rule anything out. Maybe they want to call me. Maybe they're going to call me and say, hey, people want this.
Yeah. You know what? You don't want to be like, that's not happening. That's a load of crap. And then get a call from your agents like, dude, they really want. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
They sure.
Does somebody want to let me in on it?
Sure. What's he been in lately? I'm a fan of Andrew Garfield. I liked him as Spider-Man.
Yeah, I feel like he was in something recently that I liked.
Something serious.
Yeah, something kind of heavy that he was really showing off his acting chops. I'm like, wow, I can't believe that's a Spider-Man kid. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's good.
Well, Anderson Cooper has picked up a lot of accolades over his career, and Jeopardy hosting that is not going to be one of them because he is the lowest rated Jeopardy guest host, even worse than Dr. Oz.
I'm a loser.
Which is really surprising to me because I watched a little bit of it. And I mean, if they're looking for somebody that kind of at least sounds like Alex, he's your guy.
Right. Maybe he's not being very funny, though, because he's a funny guy. Well, Jeff and I went to see him do his little show with what's the other guy's name? Andy Cohen.
Yeah. He's very funny.
And they were great.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the numbers just came in from his first week, which began on April 19th, and he drew a 5.1 rating. That is the worst of all. Dr. Oz was the next lowest at a 5.2. Oh. Now, we don't have the numbers yet for week number two that Anderson hosted, so it might go up a little bit.
Maybe he rebounds.
Highest rated guest host so far is Ken Jennings, but he was also the first.
Oh.
So I think a lot of people tuned in out of curiosity, and maybe curiosity is waning, and people are just like, all right, once just name the guy or the girl. And
did you see Savannah Guthrie recorded hers the other day, Jeff?
Yeah, I think she said hers is airing later in the summer.
Summer. So this is going to be a while, I think, before we find out who it's going to be, Jen.
Right.
Well, Bill Whitaker from CBS News is hosting this weekend next, and then we've got former contestant Buzzy Cohen.
Mayim Bialik.
Yes. Yeah. Savannah, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, George Stephanopoulos, Robin Roberts, LeVar Burton, David Faber, and then sportscaster Joe Buck.
I'm looking forward to seeing LeVar Burton. I think he'll be fun.
I hope he wins. Cool.
He loves that show.
Yeah.
He really wants to do it.
Yeah.
He wants the job.
Yeah.
But the rest of them are just kind of doing it to have fun. I think most of them,
Well, that's what they're saying.
Yes.
You know that secretly, if they got offered the gig, they'd be absolutely thrilled.
Hmm. And Mayim Bialik, is she a neuroscientist or a rocket scientist?
I don't know. I'll look it up, but she's definitely one of those really smart people.
Yeah, along with her and Dr. Sanjay Gupta. I mean, who do you want in that role? You want someone who's got multiple degrees that's super, super smart, or do you want someone that's, a little more polished for television, got some charisma?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.